Sergeant Alan Patterson is with the McLennan RCMP. He joins us on the line. Sergeant, thank you very much for joining us. Statistics have come out saying that, unfortunately, rural crime is up, especially in around the Smoky River region with homes and with work sites as well. Just a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please, sir. Comments on the fact that the crime stats are unfortunately up.
Yeah, so this past year we did notice more so in the rural property theft within the Smoky River region and the portion of Birch Hills County that the McLennan RCMP detachment does police, that there was unfortunately more rural theft regarding the well sites or abandoned oil well sites of copper wires, particularly what was being targeted this year.
Yeah, I noticed that you mentioned, or it was mentioned in the press release, that that it was a big concern, if not the biggest concern, of the detachment and the region. How much in your mind is the fact that theft of copper wire from work sites is that much of a problem?
Yeah, so we notice that not only is it the loss of the product for the oil well sites and the companies that run these, it's the downtime that is unfortunately lost when the well site's taken offline to replace the copper wire or with a product that can bring the well site back online so they can start producing, you know, the oils and gases that they're taking from these. So it might seem smaller in nature that they've lost a dollar value of a product, but it's also then the loss of revenue and the increased man time and manpower and those costs to get the plant back up in line that might not be, you know, seen up front to the public.
McLennan RCMP and police in the Smoky River region have been called out to report on these crimes. Do you sense a common theme as to the unfortunate thefts that are happening?
Yeah, the common theme, I think, is just getting that product, the copper wire, which with fine metal costs right now, or maybe supply and demand, right, that there seems to be a demand for copper wire, and therefore the resale value is potentially higher than some other ones, and that seems to be the product that's being targeted right now to be resold.
In your estimation, sir, how can work sites prevent becoming a statistic?
There's a few things they could do by putting up surveillance cameras or hidden cameras. Potentially would be an increased cost, but hiring security companies to make patrols in and around their areas, which some have done as well, to monitor their sites and areas.
Has the police been able to obtain surveillance footage from sites that might have cameras and surveillance around them to try and gain a possible lead to stop these thefts from happening?
Yes, for sure. So we've been successful with different companies putting up different surveillance methods and being able to supply us with some of that information that they've been able to get, as well as just local residents in and around the area, whether it's during hunting season, you know, hunters providing us with suspicious activities and vehicles, and likewise the landowners and farmers out in the area that as well see vehicles that they think shouldn't be in the area and providing us with that information too, that's helped us tie some different files together to be successful.
That's a good tie-in you bring here, in, Sergeant, is how helpful will it be gaining information from the public, especially if they have information that may lead to a case solved down the road?
It's huge for a role that every community member plays. There are kind of our eyes and ears in our area. It's a large land base that we do look after and police, so every piece of information is important. It could be a partial license plate that we're missing on a file, or a vehicle description, or individual descriptions as well, or likewise the time of day that they're seeing activity in and around areas. So it's all those little things that we can hopefully put together along with our neighboring detachments to build successful files.
How easy is it for the public, or how difficult is it for the public to stay safe, to be aware of what's going on and to possibly phone authorities to say, hey, we have information that could lead to a possible case solving down the road.
Yeah, so there's a number of different ways. One way is through Crime Stoppers, which is an anonymous option to provide information to the police if your individuals are concerned about that. Another method is you don't want to definitely put yourself in contact with these individuals, so be gathering the information from a distance or as you drive past and then just calling it into the RCMP detachment and speaking with one of the members to get us that information.
I think that will work just fine. Sergeant Alan Patterson is with the McLennan RCMP. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.